Here's some advice to the Shemim. So we learn the Gemara of Teshet Tiburim. There were 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz. We saw over there that if the mouse took it from the kavua, then you have to check the whole house again. The question was why?
Why don't we take the 6 acre?
Why don't we take the
6 acre?
If you don't know, firstly, you don't know if the mouse took in chametz. Maybe took in chametz, maybe took in matzah. It's 50-50. And 2, maybe ethics. That was the question of the Balamoy. What was the Balamoy's answer?
Didn't we say that it's only one suffix? Because certainly the mouse will lean a little bit over.
The second terrace, very good. The second terrace of the Balamoy was that we're talking about a mouse, and a mouse will leave it over. That's right. And the first terrace was... The side here wasn't the side of Bittel. And it's going like Zeya, who says he definitely leaves over. Going like Zeya holds he definitely leaves over. That was the two truths of the Balamoy. So again, the Balamoy holds that his matzah would be a thick seker if he must have a chachilah even by Bittel. You wouldn't even need to do Bittel. And it's not a thick seker. Why is it not a thick seker? Because we know he will leave over either because he holds a Rivzeya or because we're talking about a mouse as opposed to a Cholda. That was his theory. Then last time we left off with a Rivet. A Rivet disputed his assumption of the Balamoy. And the Rivet held that if it's a Sekse, even if it's a Sekse, you have to go to the Cholda. That means, he said, you're telling me it's only going like Zeya, not through it, it's going like Rava as well. That was the Rabbi's time, it's going like Rava as well. And even if it's a Sekseka, you have to go to Chumah. The question is why? Why should that be? Why shouldn't you go to Chumah even if it's a Sekseka? It says, and this is where we got up to, in the middle of this Rabbi's, Noshi Venema. I mean, he told us to know that even if it's a tzvek seker, you have to go l'chumo. Why? That's the way he's up to now. Mimi boilon and mima time along. So we are in the middle of the raivet. Remember what we're holding. Mimi boilon and mima. Sell this a raivet or cost of strong. He's rolled on the mamakonis that we sent out. Or in the gemara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Mimi boilon and mima.
Just locating the spot.
Yes, that's where we're on.
Yeah.
Where it's bolded.
What happened to the rope?
Yeah, we're going on the mirror. But we need to understand. Loma loy have a trace faker. Why Bemet is it not two sakers and why can't we be maker? I mean, the Balamoy set up a good case that every time you have a two sakers. So why Bemet? How can we argue with the Balamoy? So the Rabbi tells us this. Nosi v'noima. I'll tell you the answer is you go and change shos la'achro la'ochroi. We're talking about a case where there wasn't enough time for the achro to eat it. Kamashalom, the tzarech livdok. It's teaching us after b'dika. That means, says the Rabbis, you should know we're talking about, but it was so quick when you saw it, I know for sure there was chametz in the house. Because there's not enough time for the achbar to have eaten it. Just stop already there. Okay, what went on here? The Baramai says, inasmuch that we have a topic, if it was Fomit or not, so then we should be able to be Mako, even Menachira, because you don't know if it was Fomit that went in or not. And you could have been eaten already. So we should even be Mako Menachira. There hasn't been a more experience. And no, the Shani is really important. Why? Because we hold that Zera, we're talking about Mouse, we're talking about a situation where definitely Chomet was left over. So it's one suffix. What's the suffix?
Whether
it was Chomet.
Whether
it was Chomet. Because the Banamai is one suffix, whether it's Chomet. And therefore, what did the Banamai say? What was the Shaila of the Gemara? The Shaila of the Gemara was only regarding Hilchos Bittul. No sign of Dikas Chomet, because Sofik Jabon and Akura. The whole sign was a sign of Bittul.
Right.
The Raivet is Cholikana. The Raivet holds, you're right, there's only one Sofik. There's no two Sfakers. If there'd be two Sfakers, it could be Mekel even Medaraisa. There's no two Sfakers. Why is there no two Sfakers? Because it was too quick to have eaten it. Okay, so it's too quick to have eaten it, so there's no two Sfakers. So how many Sfakers is it? One Sofik. But nevertheless, the Ravid holds, you have to do Bdikas Chomet. Mi boi elon, kamash elon, she tzorich liv zoik. You have to do Bdikas. Those of you that own your own Gemara, it's a day to underline this word. But tzorich liv zoik. You have to do Bdikas. Why? It's still a suffix. It's a suffix. It's a bad suffix. Why should you have to do Bdikas? What I've managed to do is tell me why it's not Svek Seker. Why it's not Svek Seker? But still only at once, it's still a topic. If it's a topic, it's granted you have to be Machne in Atoya. Why do you have to be Machne even regarding Vedika? And here the Rabbi tells you a Chiddush.
Because he says the
master
doesn't have time.
Right.
It must be late and towards the time
of past
the time
of Israel. No, it's not time. It's not past time time of Israel. I know there's now comments in my house, but there's not time to eat it.
Not enough time to eat
it. Back after one topic.
That's what time is. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but yeah. I know there's now comments in my house. Why? Because I know that from the time when I saw the mouse coming in until now, there hasn't been enough time to eat it. Now whether I can rely on it, I don't know, but I know there's something in the house now that hasn't had enough time to get rid of it, so Hilchos Bedikah tells you have to find it, right? So why can't you rely on one suffix? Here, you'd have to read it inside, but about 6 lines later, 7 lines later, he says, I'll just read it out to you, why can't you rely on one suffix?
The whole thing was made on suffix.
Ikka Bedika on a Sophic Niskanon. About 7, 8, 9 later, the time is a Mulsa, Mishram de Ikka Bedika on a Sophic Niskanon. The main, the Bedika's Chomet was always instituted for a Sophic. Why do you do Bedika's Chomet? You don't know where the Chomet, you don't know the Ibrah Chomet. The Chazal instituted, you have to do Bedika's Chomet to be Chayshis, then maybe you've got Chomet inside. The same Ikka Bedika on a Sophic Niskanon, since the Ikka Bedika was Niskan on a Sophic, One Sophic's not enough. Right? I know for sure that a mouse came in, then one Sophic's not enough. So that's just as right, but I want to go be mistaken to you. With you.
But what happened before, we said that we were talking about after the Bedikas Chomet, and that whether or not we have to do another one. We tried to give you that answer earlier.
Right. So the Ravid holds like this. Yeah. Right. The Ravid, in a comment, this is the Ravid's mouth. Ravid holds, we were saying different mouths on something. The Ravid, the case of 90 burn. Case of 90 burn. So now we had 90 burn and one comment. It's a 50-50 because Kol Kabul Kmestan Mesa. So what's the Shaila now? What's the Shaila? According to the Balamoy, the Shaila is the Shaila the Raisa. Do you have to do Bdika Bittul? No Shaila Jabon, I'm going to stop a Jabon or Kula. The Shaila the Raisa, do you have to do Bittul? Why is it one Sophic as opposed to two? So he says, I took my mouth, it's going like Zeya, that there's food left over. So I've got a case where it's left over, and it, since it's one topic, you have to be much more in a teriyah, but it's not easy. That's just as far as I'm the writer basically goes the same type of idea that we're talking about there's only one topic. Right? That means he's saying we're talking about it was too quick for it to be eaten up. So I know for sure there's now chometz in the house when I see it. I know for sure there's chometz in my house, and now I have to do bedikah. Now I have to do bedikah. Why do I have to do bedikah? I eat one, it's a sofit, and the jabbonah, he tells us it's yisoid, and since bedikah's chometz was nitkan al ha-sofik, you can't say sofik jabbonah kuli. You can't say, well, I don't have to do bedikah because it's a sofik. Every bedikah's chometz is like that. And he says, like Moshe pointing out, even in the case when I've already done bedikah's chometz, and now a new story happens, we also apply the same principle. A topic, Jerabonon, in this case, would be Lechum. So maybe it's one topic, and you go Lechum. A Chiddush which comes out, and it's an important Chiddush. If it's two Seikas, then even by Bidikas Chomet, which is Iskan HaSafik, you go Lekula. The whole round was saying, if it's two Seikas, why should I go Lekula? As he says, well, there was too little time. It means he agrees, if it be two Seikas, you'd go Lekula. You're right, yeah. If it be two seikas, you go to Kula. Why should you go to Kula? Our B'dikas comments is Niskan al-Sofik. You see clearly in the Raivad that very nice Niskan al-Sofik, but two seikas is already zikha, a reason to be maker. And the whole side is only got to be one Sofik. One Sofik, there we say, even though generally Sofik Jabon al-Kula, by B'dikas comments you say Sofik Jabon al-Kula. Okay, so far so good. Yeah? So now we want to learn the run. But the Ran's not in the Gemara. The Ran's in the Mamakesh sense. Do you have them in? Or not? No. Oh boy. So, if you want to run downstairs and get, sorry about the pun. If you want to run downstairs and get a Ran from the shelf, you can. This is a Ran. It's on the right hand side of the Beit Medrash.
Is this the Ran?
No, it is, but it is the Ran, but he wrote here that he didn't write that because not again, I don't. You sure? It's on the right hand side of the Beit Medrash towards the front. Okay, ask somebody for Ran on Sochim.
Is this the one with the Quercentra?
Yeah, I sent it out. Because it's not in the Gemara. The Rif doesn't talk about these Shailas with Lal. And the Ran says that the Dvarim should Sichin Dikduk God Oil Besugis HaGemara. So he's not going to write about it either. The Rif didn't write about it because not Motsui. That's what he said. The Rif didn't write about it because the Rif is Halacha Sefer. So since there wasn't a Shkia of such a Shaila, he didn't write about it. And the Ran on the Rif didn't feel like adding about it because it's something which needs a lot of Iyun and it's not the place there. So, but in the statement of the Ran, he did write about it. So, let's give it a thought.
You have the Mamma famous, Mr. Yossi? I'm
sure I'll email you. Email you again if you want.
Sorry?
So email it to you again. So he starts off with the same question which everyone asked, which I didn't send last year. So he starts off with the same questions, that why can't we rely on Seikis? Is the Sugi here talking about Issa Achila, which is like Tosas land? He says the Seikis is not Mestabla, we're talking about Issa Achila. Oh, Lafiha, very good. Oh, you got two of them. That's amazing. Lafiha Khan Yoimah. Sokim. Lafiha. Ahmed Beis. I'm just letting Yossi and Shua catch it. That's Ahmed Beis. Amen.
He stays.
That's a big one.
Oh, there it is. So they don't have it here. You don't want to.
Enjoy the
sorry.
Okay, we're
all together.
This yarn is such a geschmacker yarn. Every line of it teaches us how to learn. The Firoch and Yoimer, the Schmeitzin Kulo, this entire Sugya, Salke Venochto is concluding and landing, it's a nice Amharic word to say, that it's continuation of what we said beforehand. Umam Shafan, it continues Boso Maida Signal El. It's a continuation of what we discussed earlier. Now, what did we discuss earlier? We don't need to be worried that perhaps the Chulda dragged in the Chomet. But, said the Gemara, if you remember, if you did see it, we do have to be worried, and you need to do Vedika. And now, we are landing, meaning we're going down to be Medayik, to try and analyze. In all of the next few cases, all these Pitzkei Halachos that we had in the Gemara, is all analyzation of Imikir Chazina Aloy. Is this considered that you saw the mouse come in? It says in the Gemara, if you saw the mouse come in with vomit, you have to do Bedika. Is this considered that you saw the mouse come in? So we go through it. Ramina, and we say, the Tisha Sibur in Shemato, 9,000 Matsavechot Shofamet, the one of Shofamet, Vosa Achbo Vishoklo, Vishokal, and the mouse came and took it, Vlazi Inon, Ichomet Shokal, Imatsa Shokal, and you don't know if it took Chomet or Matsa, Haino, Tisha Chanoit. That's the words of the Gemara. That's the same case as 9 Chanoit. Keloima, I mean to say, the Haba, Dine, Ki'ilu, Shokal, Vadai, Chomet. The Dine, it's as if it took certain Chomet. Question is, why? The Chitema, maybe you'll say, Vamai, Vavis Svek Sveko, Kidachimel, it's a Svek Sveko. Hainu Taina, listen to these words. This is how we explain it right at the beginning of the Sugar. Hainu Taina, Lefi, Shaholchin, Acha, Shas, Nefila, Sosophic. When we discuss, when we have to work out, do I have to be concerned about something, then you look, the thing that decides, the defining factor is when the Sophic actually occurs. Holchin Acha, Shas, Nefila, Sosophic. The Kivan, Sha'onuroim, Lechem, Zeh, Bishol, Shapirish, Menati, Burim. But since I saw this bread when it left the piles, at that moment, yes, at 5, where was it, 9.30 in the morning, I saw the mouse take bread from one of these piles. At that moment, 9.30 in the morning, how do I have to relate to that bread? As bread or as chomet, as matzah, how do I have to relate to it? As matzah, as chomet?
Chomet, no?
If it's bad, I have to relate to it. If it's 50-50,
I'm all
right. That's a good chumah, right? That's a good chumah. So at that moment, at 9.30, as far as I'm concerned, that bread is vadei chomet. As far as I'm concerned. Now what do you want to say? No, but at 9.35 we went into the house, and since I don't see it, maybe I can now assume that it's been eaten. That's not a sex faker. That's now one topic on something which I know I have to assume is vadei chomet. Right? She says, the kibbutz on the rim left and every source of Israel is very finished publicly by Muhammad Tamas, and that's where after Al-Kochenu, Harines, and Oichoi, it was certainly also for us to eat it, to have a little sleep in the Raisa. It's a Soviet Raisa. It's certainly an Issa there is, it's nothing also for me to eat it because it's Safek Daraisa. Now here he adds in, I didn't send it out to you, but he speaks out, there's a famous Machlekes, well, it's Safek Daraisa Lechumra. Why do we say Safek Daraisa Lechumra? Isn't it Minat Torah Lechumra?
It's always Rabbanim.
Why do we say Safek Daraisa Lechumra? Yeah, if somebody forgets Kriya Shema, he has to say Kriya Shema again. Why do you have to say Kriya Shema again? Minat Torah? Or Midrabana or Machai be to say Kriya Shema again? Because the Maldon, you're acting like Tzvi, and you don't know if you know.
So that's my focus.
The Benji. So this is the Machlik, the famous Machlik is showing him. And he says, suddenly if you hold that, you have to go to Chumra Minat Torah. So in this case here, where you saw the bread coming separating, so it's definitely Minat Torah, you have to assume that it's bread. You have to assume it's Chumra. The topic, Beraita, Minat Torah the Chumra. Right? So suddenly if you hold like that, he says, even if you hold this Midrabanon, oh, but still, at that moment was Taskam. Midrabanon. So that food is rather else for you. Right? Every time you have a suffix, Beraita, Chazal come along and say, it's certainly also for you. So at 9:30, do I have any suffix if I'm allowed to eat this bread? No, certainly not. Why? Because I know it's a suffix, but so what? Suffix Beraita, Lechuma. Suffix Beraita, I've got no suffix, it's vaday also for me to eat. So now, and those are following the text, the email carries on straight with some dots and then hilkov. And those are following, try and find the words hilkov, kumi di adama. Did you find it? Hilkov. So you got it? There's a few lines there, they're not long. Kumi di adama. Got it?
Yeah.
Hilkov. Kumi di adama, since we know bevaday. With a certainty, shechomit also. That forbidden chomit nichnas bebayis into this house, sarach bedika. Now you have to bedika. You can't be making to God fake seeker. What is fake seeker? The vaday is to go into the house. But you want to say, maybe it got eaten. That's one suffix, not two seekers. So since I know for sure that vaday isa went into this house, vaday isa, what do you want to say it's not vaday isa? If it's Vada Issa, so maybe you can't say Tzvek Seika. Yeah.
I don't really hear it. It's not that the Chomet is a Vada Issa. It's the Vada Issa to not check. But that Chomet in of itself, for all you know, is pure matzah.
That food is Vada Issa for me to eat. Well, something to Rabbana, something to Rabbana, maybe the Rabbana's value to eat. But that food is 100% also for me to eat. It's not in a topic. Something which is also, because of a topic, you value that chiyuv to do it. Right? For instance, we said by Bracha, Birch the Mosel. Somebody's got a topic if he benched. So halacha is he has to bench. So now if it's not like a topic Bracha Vatana. Yeah? Somebody benches now. He's got to say both shame after it because maybe he's not chayim. No. He's vade chayim to bench. Why? Because he has a suffix. But now that he's got a suffix, he's vade chayim to bench. That's the rabbi, vade gechidosh. Everyone, I'm asking to your aura, but this is vade gechidosh. That suffix the writer tells me that I have to treat this food as definite issa. That definite issa went into the house. So you've got a bedika. What's the difference if Vaday Chomet went into the house or a Zomit Chomet which tells me I have to treat it as Vaday Issa?
The bedika says the person
has to do. He has to do
the
bedika
until he finds it? Or
yeah.
What
he does in the bedika?
Because
it's true, because
he
has to do proper bedika until he checks every place
where
it's possibly. When do we have sex taker? When is it possible to have a...
Maybe the Brad ate it.
Don't say this, says the Ram. That's not called sex taker. So I know for sure that Vaday Issa went into the house. So the fact that the rabbis have eaten is only one topic. When do you have Svek Seker come to this?
Oh, if we don't know which one, if we don't know if it took chametz to begin with.
What we're talking about here, where we don't know what it took in.
We have two piles and two mice, let's say.
Find that better.
Because we don't know which mouse and we don't know which pile. So maybe the whole thing never happens.
The client says it's only mutter because of a chazaka, the Gemara there says. Not because of that. No, when we have the sex seeker, the Rambam Medicine told us the answer ready for this. Let's try and work it out. Because these are yesodes which are very, very important for us. But the Rambam told us that you can't be makel here, because the minute you saw that you took the bread from the pile, your relationship to this bread was vada yisra. But since that moment, it was vada yisra, and then this food, which as far as I have to relate to it, is vada yisra, enter the house. So now the fact that maybe the chul etzer is one topic you can't be makel. Because this, as far as I'm concerned, is vada yisra. So when you have, if it's perished, says Yos, maybe Pirish, but Pirish is not Svek Seker. Pirish is Vaday Mutter, because called the Parish Mover Parish, after Rav Nahatis. So whenever you ever have a case of Svek Seker, one topic, so then it's a topic to Aishel Chumah, so then the next topic is just one topic, not Svek Seker.
But you do know something is missing. You don't know if one is your house. Very good. You're sure saying right.
When you have a Svek Seker is when the two suffix were chalat at one time. You remember the Ram says these words, Holkin akashas nafila tasofik. We go according to when the suffix happened. I mean,
it doesn't say shasanars. Are you adding that word in, or do you just not type it? On this one, what you sent us, it doesn't have the word shas. It just says afisha holkin akha nafila tasofik.
Yeah, so that's a mistake, I guess. It's a mistake. Barilam soft mistake. Okay, fine. Or maybe I made that mistake later. But says it should add in the word shaf. Right? Meaning, according to the Ram told us, he says like this, when you want to look at it, something one topic or two spaces. You have to look how was your relationship to that? How did it manifest itself in your life? If it came to you first as one topic. And then another sofit, that's not Svek Seker. That is one sofit, okay, that's Vada Issa. And then a sofit on the Vada Issa, that's not Svek Seker. The only time you'll say Svek Seker is if it manifests itself to you as two Svekers. We'll have to find a case like that. But for instance, I didn't see it taking from the pile, but, or the Nephilim, let's say. The Nephilim in that story. I never saw that there was an Nephil there in the first place. I'm coming there. I now got two Svekers. Is there an Nephil there? And is the animal Issa up? So my relationship, the following, are as dual Svekers. It's not like one topic and then another topic. I saw an Nephil, I'm not sure if it was an Nephil or not, and then I go look for it. And then another topic. No. Both Svekers landed in my lap at one time. That case is a Svek. But there's the Ram. How can I have a chance to feed a topic? If, when it landed in your lap, was one topic, and now you've got a topic on that, it's not a Svek Seker. That is, a topic on something which I had to treat as Vada Issa. The Erev Ram, it's a Chiddush, no? The Ram telling you, the same topic, the Raisa, Milatoria, Lechumah, or maybe even the Javana, Lechumah. The topic, the Raisa, means that you have to treat this food as definite Issa. You can't rely now on another topic to make it into a Svek Seker.
So we think it's just a matter of das when you found out. So if you found out afterwards and you saw a mouse running around with something in its mouth, and then you looked and saw, hey, something's missing, then it would be two.
Yeah. That's right. But the thing, the actual, Not far. So now there's a kuntil around. Our shayla is a shayla in health of Zika's comments. I know I've got Vada Issa Chometz here in the house, so I may not have to do the Zika's Chometz. Right? If you know you've got Vadai, the Mishnah said that. If you saw the mouse take chometz into your house, you have to be machmir. So the Mishnah said, remember? So if the mouse took chometz in the house, you have to be machmir. So, here I saw it. I saw Vadai chometz. I saw something that's Vadai Otsa. Yeah, I saw something Vadai Otsa. Why? Because I think 50-50 I saw that. So I have to go to chometz. So the Shaila really is the Shaila in Hilchos Bedikas Chometz. But why did the Gemara compare it to Shaila of Tisha Chanuyot? But Tisha Chanuyot is not Shaila of Bedikas Chometz. That's the Shaila was, can you eat it someone, right? So, Amai de Madina law. And now what we compared it to. Amai de Madina law. Medami law. The Tisha Chanuyot. Now what we compared it to Tisha Chanuyot. Hainu loyma dahi namo mitzvah. We're coming to say that this bread is isa. As far as you're concerned, it's isa. The lawyers didn't believe us through, and you don't go us through. It's isa. The kivin to mitzvah, since it's osa, shitele le tamuda de tzorach bedika. It's possible to the Talmud that needs bedika. Now, if Valdik is after, the Gemara said, the Gemara at the beginning of the Sukkah said, if you see a chulta taking bread into your house, then you have to vadai do bedika. Now this next shaydus of the Gemara, old shaydus, is this considered I saw a chulda taking bread in the house? The first shayda, what Tisha Chanuyot is, he took it from one of ten piles. Yeah, if you took it from one of ten piles, that's considered that I saw him take chomet into the house, and therefore I have to do bedika. Why? Because look at this in the Gemara, it discusses about meat from one of ten stores. We say you can't eat that meat. Why? Because Safik Dereisa Chumrah. Ah, so it's considered Vada Isa. If it's Vada Isa, then therefore you can't go, therefore you'd have to do Bidika. Inami, or, you can't eat it, and therefore you'd have to do Vada Bidika. Inami, alternative. Okay, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that if you see the mouse take Vada Isa into your house, you can't rely on the fatty acids, right? Because maybe in some way today, Vadai come to, according to Rava, according to Zeg, over. If you see the mouth took Vadai comments into the house, you cannot say, or maybe acids. Now here, he took Vadai into the house. Mishnah said the principle, and now we're here. Mishnah says told us the principle, and now we have to apply the principle. So what's called Vada Isa? Here we have the Gemara speaks out. Another thing, and this is very important, what Yossi raised this question. Why are we comparing it to Tisha Chanuyot? V'inam. The Medamina of the Tisha Chanuyot, Leima, comparison to Tisha Chanuyot, remember, this is the Shad of Dikas Chanuyot. So why are you talking about Tisha Chanuyot? We're just talking about Isa eating. The Medamina of Tisha Chanuyot, Leima, the whole chinach and nefilas of the sofik, we go according to the nefilas of sofik, the eizeh dover nofal. We go, it's coming to teach us that we go after the shas nefilas of sofik. That's what it's coming to teach us. By teisha tiburim, you know what we saw by teisha's kanuyit? Teisha kanuyit taught us there's a difference between a sveka and the difference between something which you have to go according to Shas Nafilas or Sofik. Why? In that case of Teisha Tiburim, you remember what happened to Teisha Tiburim or Teisha Chanuyot? The Gemara differentiates between a case where Chomet, where you took meat from the store and where you found meat in the streets. What's the difference? What's the difference between taking meat from the store or finding meat in the streets? Finding meat in the street was also from the store. Also no risk from the store. Where else would it come from? So why should it be? Why if you take meat from the store, oh, we say it's 50-50. But if you find it in the street, we say, oh, it's okay, probably mutter to eat.
Time that you take it is key.
Sorry?
It's the time that you take it and it's just as at that time that you actually take it.
Okay, very good. So you see, it goes according to the time. It depends on which location it happened, what time period it happened. So it says the Ram, to me tamil or teisha chanu is loima, so all kanach and afila to sovek, eizeh dova nofa. Whatever, relating to whatever whatever occurs. If you don't say that there's a difference between going according to a particular time period, what exactly is the difference between lokach me'achat mehem and taking from one of the house shops, Raminon Seika also, that we say, Tafek, the Eis of the Chomens also, or Beininta, or between when you find the pieces, where there we say, Shalchim, Poi, Acharei, we go according to the majority. Harei, says the Ram, Harei, Im Loi Nodun Achashas Nafidat Tafek, if we don't put any particular weight to the time of actually when the Tafek occurs, Apilu Ninta, even if you find a piece of meat in the street, Mina Kavua Boy, it certainly came from the Kavua. But Shavai Kila Mima Kemetza Meshkodomi. On both of them we could say it's 50-50. Inami Timuruba also. Or we could say it goes Basarai. So why is it that one time we say it's go Basarai, in the other case we say 50-50. You want to know why we differentiate between them? We go according to the Shas Nefilas HaSofik. And that moment we look, how is the situation manifest itself now? It's an essence of the son of Yad Yishmael. You think from the story of Tisha Hanuyot, that the thing that defines what our avoda is, we have to define it by what happened now. If you took it from 50, from place to 50-50, it's the halacha of status of 50-50. You found it in the street, it's got a status of achra ben hadisan. I don't care that you know it really must have come from the place of kol kavua, but since I didn't, for me, the suffix didn't apply there, so that's not my suffix. My suffix is the here and now. Right now, it's called the parish. Called the parish, I go to school. Afkan. Those are his, says the Ram. Kim de loy nofala sofik be'inim b'dikas abayis. Since the sofik wasn't for us, do I have to check the house? That wasn't the sofik. Ele v'gufo yishalechem. The sofik was, what's the status of this bread? Benesme la sofik. And this bread is also from the sofik. Al kocheinu, therefore, certainly af abayis serve b'dika. This bayis also needs b'dika. The Chazino, we saw the nechesh of Namo, the mitzvah v'achila. We saw the bread came in there, that is also v'achila. And therefore we certainly have to do B'dikas Chometz. Abel Gavra Tiyama, but in the second case, in the next case, Tishnei Tzibui, Echad Shal Matzav, Echad Shal Chometz, there were two parts, one Matzav, one Chometz. Tishnei Batim, and there were two houses. Echad Baduk, Echad Shein Baduk. Usneach for him, and it was through my Echotzokim also, Echotzokim from it, Lo Yedano. And I didn't know Haila 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 Haila, the next case of the Gemara, Lo Yedomi Le Gam Le Kamo. That's not comparable to the first one, first case. The Hocho, Lo Yedano for a Sofek Belechem, Koydem Shenechet the Bais Kla. Right? In the second case, I don't have a Sofek in the bread, I know this bread is matzah. I don't know this bread is chametz. So my sofek is not on the bread at all. What's my sofek? Which house did the bread go into? So where's my nefilas sofek and what's the sofek? On the house. That's my sofek. On the house. That's the sofek of b'dikas chametz. That's the sofek of b'dikas chametz. She says, so it's only together and often I'm just going back to a couple of lines. A couple of words. Lo yidomi le gam le kamo. The hocha in the second case, lo yinofel ha-sofek delechem. There's no sofek in the bread, koidem shenechas abayis klal, before it comes in the house. Kedei shenoyma, that we should say the vaday lechem, it was certainly bread shenesa, that became also mishom chom et nechas shom. No, we have no sofek in the bread. And therefore, when it's shechino b'dika, and we should have to b'dika, the vaday isa went in. No, that wasn't the case. In the case there, we knew what was chometz and what was matzah. So where was my suffix? My suffix was, Elolein b'dikas avayis was bad. Who should not hold? The whole suffix was only regarding b'dikas avayis. Who should not hold that suffix? What was my suffix? What was the shayla I went to the rabbi with? The shayla I went to the rabbi with, do I have to do a Is my house got chometz inside? That was my shayla. Does my house have chometz inside? Shemachi, given to the zikas chometz rabbanu, shalina on the kula. Since zikas chometz rabbanu, we have a right to go to kula. Sounds like we're maker by two kulas. That's going to suck when this Ram says. Ram says, you want to know the difference between the nine the stories of the 10 piles and the story of the 2 piles? You want to know why in the story of the 2 piles we go to kula, in the story of the 9 piles we go to chuma? The chayla both the same, they both suffer to abom and the kula. So why is it that the story of the 10 piles we go to suffer, go to chuma, and the story of the 2 piles we go to suffer, go to kula? What's going on? Terence is, what was the shayla that you took to the rabbi? What was the shayla you took to the rabbi? The shayla was like this. You saw the mouse took the bread. Did you have a shayla then? So when it was from the 10 piles, and I don't know which one he took. Yes, I had a shayla then already. So I have to go to the rabbi and say, Rabbi, I've got a shayla. What's your shayla? I still don't take bread. I don't know what it is. Still don't take bread, meaning either matzah or bread. Vada I offer for you. Ah, and then sorry, took him to take it into the house. So you saw vada is to go into the house. So vada is to go into the house. Your shayla is, do I have to check now for vada is and vada you do? You have to check vada is for the chumah. Thinking the second shayla, when I saw him take, I saw one mouse take chametz, one mouse took matzah. You have a shayla? No. I know. One took matzah, one took chametz. It's got no shayla. So why did you say, yeah, Rabbi, I saw him go into the house. And now I don't know which house they went into. Ah, now the shayla has to stick as chametz. That's your shayla. Your shayla is, did my house become chametz? Did my house now contain chometz? Ah, since your shayla is not a shayla in the Raisin, the shayla is because chometz, you can go to the kula. That's how the Ram teaches us. You go back to the south and the fetus of Sofik. You go according to the south and the fetus of Sofik right now. Is my Sofik the Raisa or my Sofik the Rabban? If it's the Raisa, then you have to go to the chuma even regarding to the because chometz. If it's the Rabban, so then the because chometz, the Rabban, you go to the kula. Right? So,
related
to the
man in the mouth in the second case,
there's
also something, you don't know whether or not it's coming from
monster. I know that the
mouth
is the one
mouth.
One has
the other
mouth. Right. So what, where's
my dog? So, you don't know which one's which, but I guess it's the punish of the house.
I don't see any comments now. So now I've got no topic, I've got no side about me eating. I don't see any comments now. My shayla is only, is there a chometz somewhere in my house? It says the Ram, since that shayla was a shayla in, that was chal on the bdikas chometz shaboy, so that's the shayla drabon. Right? If you would find it, then you might have a shayla of eating it. That would be maybe a shayla of dreisa, maybe. But right now the shayla was a shayla of bdikas chometz shaboy. So those are the three and a half that we've seen in the shayla. Let's go back over. We start with the Baramoy. Remember, the kasha is, why don't we say six secular kula? And there is more of a deeper shayla. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? Why in the case of Shnei Tziburim, do we go to kula? In the case of the Teisha Tziburim, we go to chuma. Why do we say in the case of Teisha Tziburim, we go to chuma? In the case of Shnei Tziburim, we go to kula. So, Baramoy, he starts with the ball rolling thing. In the case of Teisha Tziburim, we go to chuma because it is, Shash Zeraisa, and we say Bittel, you have to do Mimbatel. Because how much you don't have to do, but you have to do Bittel. That was, and he was mad with the case of Teisha Tziburim. So regarding the help of Bittel, you have to do Bittel. And regarding the help of Bittel, how much you could be Mekel. That's the first case and the second case. Second case is regarding Bittel, first case is regarding Bittel. That's how he wants to learn. It's not Gishmak, because the Gemara seems to be talking about all the same case. The Raida tells you it's talking about all the same case. It's talking about the case when we know that you didn't manage to eat it up, and therefore you've definitely got chomet in the house, and therefore one sofa you can't be makel, and you have to be machel. One sofa you can't be makel, you have to be machel. Why in the next case that we go to Kura, we'll have to still see that in the right. Okay, we'll come back to that in the right. The Ram tells you very Gishmak Mas. The Ram tells us, you want to know in the first case we're more Machlin. In the second case we're more Mekel, because it manifests itself in your life earlier. In the first case, my shayla was, can I eat this bread? That was my shayla. I hadn't yet gone into the house, even I already had a shayla. Can I eat the bread? And the start would be, you can't eat your bread. That's like you've got Vada Issa coming in your house. Vada Issa coming in your house. And therefore, Vada Issa coming in your house. It's time to be deeper. I think in the second case, I never had a shayla before it disappeared. And once it disappeared, the shayla is a medical sonnet, not shayla eating. My shayla, I'm going to the rabbi, is not, can I eat this bread? Because I don't know where the bread is. My shayla is, do I have a medical sonnet or not? If your shayla is a medical sonnet, you go to Kula. Sabbat Jabon, I'm going to Kula. That's how the rabbi wants to learn this again. So, that's that. We have to move on, obviously. We've got more shaylas in the Gemara to discuss. And according to the Ran, you have to bear that in mind. We're going to focus quite a bit on the Ran as we go along. According to the Ran, the shayla is always, is this considered Vadei Chometz going into the house? Is it considered I saw the thing in Chometz now? So we have to move on, Dav Yud Amud Aleph, to basically, So Sofik O is halfway down the page. Halfway down the page. Sofik O. You ready to Sofik O? Halfway down the page. Last two words when I can Sofik O. Okay.
I'm 16.
Thank you so much. Fine. Okay. Just have a good day, everyone.
Okay.